Chris, an unusual spot for you coming off the bench, but you seem to have a flair for the dramatic. You had the home run against the White Sox when you came off the bench, and you had the home run here tonight. What is it about coming off the bench?
I don't know. It's something I haven't really done a lot in my career, but you know, sometimes it's nice to kind of have a day off, so to speak. You know, when you don't have to get ready for a game, and you can kind of take your time and sit down and go through some things without having to go through your routine. And for me, I think that's really been the difference. You know, coming in a game late, or even, you know, like I did tonight, just kind of coming in randomly. You know, you're just kind of going out there and trying to fill in. You're not trying to do too much.
Now, you had what I thought was a real patient at-bat. You worked the count full. Is that at-bat an indication that you're beginning to see the ball a little better, or is one at-bat you can't gauge from that?
I don't think you can gauge it from one at-bat. You know, I've had several at-bats throughout the year that have been patient at bats, but you know, it's just a day-to-day thing, and I know everybody's waiting for me to click, and I know everybody's looking for the answer, but you know, you take it one day at a time and you continue to do your work, and you trust that it'll be there for you.
Well, you're a victim of your own success of last year, and I mean, if you think about it, there aren't very many major league players who have 23 home runs, and I think the bar was set so high for you.
Yeah, I mean, I had a great year last year, but it's over with, and I'm focused on this year. You know, we have a chance to win the AL East, and that's something that hasn't been done here in a while. So I'm excited to be in a pennant race and excited to be a part of such a good team.
All right, now you mentioned that before the game, Buck was saying that players really don't talk about the standings and the race and all, but 44 games to go in the position you're in. I mean, obviously, you know that team's trying to catch you over there. It has to mean extra when you beat them.
Well, anytime a division rival comes in town, you know, you want to take care of them, especially when you're at home. We don't know how many games are left. Obviously, we're not paying attention to the end of September. We're trying to take it one game at a time, and tonight was a good showing of that. You know, we hung in there, we battled, and we were able to bust it open late.
How'd you feel at third base?
I felt good. You know, I've taken some ground balls over there. It's been a while since I played over there in game situations, but you know, I'm no Manny. There's no replacing that guy. He's got about every award that you can have over there defensively. I just you know, I hope he's okay, and you know, I'm ready to get in there and see kind of what happened to him.
All right, well, Chris, congratulations on a big night and a big, big win for the team. Appreciate the visit.
Thanks, Jim.